Voter-approved Medicaid expansion in Idaho goes into effect this coming January, but Idaho lawmakers are still working on a long-term way to fund the expansion. Late last week, Republican legislators voiced approval for a plan which would see Idaho counties paying for a significant part of the expansion. James Dawson explains.
A legislative committee is almost done drafting its recommendation to lawmakers on how to pay for the state's $41 million share of the expansion. Republicans want almost a quarter of that bill to be covered by counties. But Democrats like Senator Marianne Jordan say voters who helped pass Medicaid expansion wanted the state to pay for those costs.
Never did they vote on their property taxes going to pay for Medicaid expansion.
But Senator Jim Rice repeated what many Republicans have been saying since last year's election. No one ever sketched out how the expansion would be paid for.
Taking a look at this does not violate some sort of magical initiative language that wasn't there.
The committee recommends the rest of the program, which is about $20 million, be paid for through savings to state agencies and by cutting the catastrophic health care budget. They will vote on the final plan in November. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.